This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We go to a guy who, when we think of the answer man, this guy's one of them. He's Scott Petrak. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. You can read all of his work at brownzone.com. And he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, fellas. How are you guys?
37 yesterday, 47 the week before, Scott. That's not good. I'm just throwing that out. That's not good.
Well, thanks for letting me know that, Jeff.
Yeah, you're good. You're welcome. Just here to help, Scott.
No, it's not good, and it leaves the Browns, you know, looking for a lot of answers with a huge game coming up Thursday night, you know, and I think it's a bunch of different things on that defensive side of the ball. You know, I thought the Cardinals had a bunch of answers for things that the Browns tried, especially on third down. You know, one of the first ones they tried to blitz JOK, and Kyler Murray catches him with a draw, and it goes for a big play. You know, he steps up and finds guys. They run a good pattern, a good route to get Kirk open in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. This felt like they had a lot of answers, but then there were also, you know, breakdowns on the defensive side again. DeAndre Hopkins is open in the back of the end zone, which shouldn't happen. They blitzed one time, and they throw the quick route to Hopkins, and JOK and Grant Delpert are there, and they can't even lay a hand on Hopkins. He just makes them both miss. So it's a whole lot of things on that side of the ball.
You know, after they gave up just 7 points to Minnesota on that opening drive, I thought, okay, now they're on their way. What's changed? What's the difference?
Yeah, I wish I had a great answer for that. Jeff, obviously the competition's gotten better. I mean, the Vikings are a good team, right? Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, good offense.
The middle-of-the-road quarterback. They got a bunch of good receivers and running backs. So it's not quite as simple as, well, it's Justin Herbert and Kyler Murray. I think that's a little bit of it. I think when you have a quarterback that can get outside the pocket like Herbert can, and then Murray certainly to a much greater degree, I think that puts a lot of stress on your defense. But that's not enough to explain it. You know, John Johnson is calling the plays. You know, is that a small factor? I mean, Kevin Stefanski says no. Some of the players say no. Maybe that's got something to do with it. You know, you do have different guys playing at corner. You know, Greedy's in there. You know, Greg Newsome came back for a little bit yesterday, played some series. Denzel's been in and out of the lineup. But it just feels kind of like a bigger issue. And I'm not saying that's a Joe Woods thing. I know a lot of people criticizing Joe Woods. Obviously, the buck stops with him, and he's got to get this figured out. But it almost feels something that's hard to put your finger on because it feels like a lot of different things and a lot of miscommunication and breakdowns that just shouldn't happen. And, you know, I know, Joe Woods, like I said, has the last say, but, you know, I blame on the players. You know, if you continue to have guys either covering the wrong guy or not being in the right spot to miscommunicate, these players are experienced enough that should not keep happening.
I don't want to be overreaction Monday, but Thursday, every game is important. But there's a part of me that looks at the AFC North and says, okay, you're in fourth place right now. You know, is this thing unraveling, or is it just a matter of getting the pieces back together?
Yeah, I mean, it has that feel to it,
yeah.
But I think that's going too far. You know, I mean, obviously this is a pressure point. It's a crisis point for Kevin Stefanski and this team. I still think they're extremely talented. I still think they're well coached. I think they'll figure this out. Now, the injuries don't make it easy, and you got to overcome a lot of injuries to get this ship righted, and you have to do it in a hurry, you know, by Thursday. But, yeah, the game Thursday, it's huge for where you are in the AFC North. It's huge for where you are in the AFC. You know, if you come out of that game 3-4, and you go, okay, well, there's two more games with Pittsburgh, or two games with Pittsburgh, two with Cincinnati, two with Baltimore, Green Bay, Las Vegas. Like, you start doing the schedule, I'm like, well, all these games that, you know, you looked at maybe a month and a half ago and said, win, 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 are no longer automatic wins. And then you're thinking, okay, how do you get to 10 or 11 to have a chance to even get in the playoffs, right? That's a whole different mindset than where I was, and I'm sure a lot of people were, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, that's what a two-game losing streak will do. That's what giving up, you know, 84 points over two games will do. That's what seeing your quarterback in a sling and your top two running backs out with calf injuries, right? I mean, all this stuff adds up. So, yeah, it's a hugely important game Thursday. But if you can take a step back and say, okay, guys will get healthier. I think the coaches will figure some stuff out. I think the Browns will be okay, but you gotta start winning those games so to give you a chance to be okay down the road.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle-Telegram, BrownsZone.com. When Baker went down, I thought this guy's season is over. The way he was on the ground, I just thought he's done. And then he's back. At the very least, I figured he was out for the game. Do you think his injury is affecting his play, Scott? And if so, doesn't Kevin Stefanski owe it to the team to sit him down? I can't say that I can't tell if it's affecting his play or not. But
yeah, it's interesting. I think it's affecting him to some degree. Now, I don't think it affected him on the three turnovers yesterday. I mean, that's just a matter of holding the ball too long on two of those, and that's got nothing to do with his shoulder. He's got to make better decisions there and have the better timing in his head, right? You can't, you know, I mean, he pulled up, and you kind of had to know Golden was coming behind you and going to knock the ball loose. The interception was just a bad throw to Higgins, and it was so far out that I do not blame the left shoulder for that. You know, we saw him throw it much better a week ago when he had the left shoulder issue. So I don't want to put too much on it. I think it does have an impact, but I don't think it's a great impact into how Baker has been playing. And obviously he continues to downplay it. And then when you look at it, you have to say, well, is he still better than Case Keenum, right? A Baker at 85%, is he still better than Case Keenum? And I think the argument is yes. And I think the coaches feel that way and the organization feels that way. You know, if your starting quarterback says he can play and he can get out there and he can still throw the ball and he threw it, what did he throw it, 65 yards on the Hail Mary, right? He can still throw the ball hard and far. I think you got to keep going with your starting quarterback as long as he feels he can handle whatever pain. And obviously there's plenty of pain because he would not have stayed down on the ground like he did if there wasn't. You know, if he wasn't feeling it.
Can you size up our running game situation right now? Like, for just a little bit of, like, yesterday I'm surprised they didn't try to run the ball more. And maybe if they would have kicked the field goal early on and put 3 points on the board, they wouldn't have felt like they were chasing for the whole game. But that's another story. I just, like, I'm wondering what's going to happen with Kareem. That looked super serious yesterday. I'm wondering when Nick Chubb might be back and why it felt like – I thought Dearness Johnson or Demetric Felton could have been a little bit more of the offense yesterday, knowing you were going up against a team that wasn't very good against the run.
Yeah, it was certainly interesting. You know, we don't know yet how long Kareem's going to be out. You would assume it's at least Thursday night, right? I mean, it looked so bad. Nick Chubb, it's tough if he can't play Sunday. You know, 4 days later, is he going to be able to go? You know, I'm sure he'll try harder knowing that Kareem's not there, but you can't risk long-term with, you know, arguably your best guy on offense. So it's tough. It could be a lot of, you know, Dearness Johnson and Demetric Felton and John Kelly on Thursday night, which if you're Kevin Stefanski, you know, yeah, you got the number one ranked rushing attack, but it's not the same without your top two backs, right, or your top two tackles, you know. So all of that is an impact. I'm with you, Andy. I was surprised that the Browns came out in empty formations and said we're going to try to spread the Cardinals out and throw the ball early as opposed to let's establish a run game. We're missing Jedrick Wilson, Jack Conklin at the tackle spots. Baker's got a left shoulder that's compromised. It seemed like it was set up to run the ball. But, you know, Stefanski and Baker both said that Cardinals came out with big personnel packages. They're almost daring the Browns to throw, and the Browns are not able to take advantage of that. And I think that's a concerning theme, is when teams say, hey, you got to beat us through the air, the Browns have been unable to do that consistently. And whether or not that's Baker, whether or not it's the protection, whether or not it's the play calls or the receivers or not having Jarvis, all those things, the passing game just has not been what it needs to be consistently enough. And that's so disappointing when you have such a good run game. All you need is, you know, a slightly above average pass game to make it all work, and it hasn't been there.
You know, Scott, if you want, you can go back to the playoff game against Kansas City and think, you know, they probably should have run the ball more. And it almost seems that if the defense is trying to take away the running game, as you said, they're not able to do it. Or Kevin doesn't want to commit to it in a game where he feels like he needs to come back a little bit to try and win that football game. And you can come back by running the football.
Yeah, but to me, Jeff, I mean, he didn't even start out running the football. It wasn't like he got away from the run. They came out empty.
That's very true.
You know, which is no threat to run the ball, and this is how we should best attack Arizona. Now, who knows what part of that is not having Nick Chubb, and Kareem Hunt entered the game beat up even before the calf, right? He had a wrist and a knee. So maybe it was, hey, we just can't pound Kareem Hunt and D'Ernest Johnson 30 times today. That's not going to work. We can't do it. So let's try to figure out another way. I think that could have been a factor. But I was certainly surprised that was the approach to start the game. You know, and maybe they would have gotten out of it. Maybe if Baker hit some passes early and they marched down and scored. You know, I mean, he hit Hooper over the middle for a first down near midfield, but James Hudson III was lined up a step too far off the line, so that comes back, and then they have to punt. You know, maybe if they get something going early and score through the air, then Arizona has to adjust, and then you can get into the run game. But it never got there, and all of a sudden you're down 14 points, and then Baker turns it over twice, and after that, it's, you know, you're playing catch-up, and you really can't devote too much time to the run game.
Referees are not the reason the Browns lost the game yesterday. I'll be first to say that. But, again, we saw bad call. There was a phantom roughing the passer call yesterday. Like, unless something happened that we didn't see on TV yesterday, it appeared to me it was a phantom call. Why can't we just go to eye in the sky? That's got to happen next year. Just get it right. Yeah. Who cares if the game's a little bit longer? Get the play right.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's too many instances that we see now, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of that's replay, right? Because you get such a good look at it. That,
right.
Oh, my gosh, how can they mess up this call? So, yeah, I think it should go that way. Certainly that's how I feel at this moment. And I think you need more consistency because, you know, I'm rewatching the game this morning, and there's a play where Baker throws a pass, and it feels like J.J. Watt hits him, you know, a step after that, and there's no flag there. But yet, you know, Malik Jackson shoves Murray a couple steps late. You have the one on the sideline that, you know, Dean Blandino calls ticky-tack. So I agree there should be more consistency. But I'll also say, I mean, these rules have changed over the last 5 or 10 years. You can't hit quarterbacks. So if you can't take two steps and shove him, and I don't care if the guy doesn't fall down, like, you can't do that. And I know the Malik McDowell one on the sideline was tough because Murray's kind of falling back. But he makes contact with the quarterback out of bounds toward the head. Now, you know, I'm not saying it should have been a call, but we've seen plenty of plays like that get called. The defense has to be smarter, and that doesn't mean the refs are perfect, but I also think the Browns aren't putting themselves in the best position to not get these questionable calls.
Anything drastic you do on Thursday, considering all the injuries? Do you risk playing a guy too soon? Do you risk keeping a guy out when he's borderline for a long term? It's a tough call.
It really is, Jeff. That's a tough organizational decision, and I think you have to trust your medical staff and listen to your medical staff. You know, in each case is individual. You know, like, I think Baker's going to play. I think, and I don't know this, but it feels like eventually he's going to need surgery on that shoulder. Probably can wait till the offseason, at least at this point. I mean, that's how he sounded after the game, and he's going to try to play through this. But I don't know if I risk bringing Nick Chubb back Thursday night, thinking, man, if he blows out his calf and Kareem might have blown out his cap. What do you do after that, right? So I think you have to be careful with certain guys in certain situations. And then you got to do everything you can to figure out a game plan that's going to get you to score one more point than the Broncos. Because it's hard to envision a scenario where the Browns blow out Denver, right? If who knows what the tackle situation will be, but with your running back situation, with your quarterback dinged up, with your Odell Beckham Jr. dinged up. So you just got to come up with a plan that gets you one more point and keeps the game close and allows you, that probably means kicking some field goals so you get those points. Like it means doing everything.
Kick a field goal.
Turn the ball over.
You mean take the points? What?
I know. I mean, I think Kevin Stefanski yesterday, I know he gets a lot of grief for it. The Browns weren't going to win that game with 17 points, right? They needed to score touchdowns, so I get it. I get the aggressiveness. But I think a game like Thursday night against Denver, it's not a high-powered offense. I think 3 points will be points will be the premium, so take the three as opposed to thinking, hey, we're going to have to score 30 to beat the Cardinals. I don't think the Browns are going to have to score 30 to beat Denver, and I don't think they're going to be able to score 30, so you need to get some points when you can.
Scott, thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.